Okay, hearing none, we're going to close tonight's Gossip Net, and I want to thank everyone for participating. Let's see if I can talk. For participating in tonight's net, because without all of you, there is no net. Again, we thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeater. Good night in 73, everyone. This is your alternate substitute Gossip Net host, Victor, K5VL, and I now return this frequency to normal amateur use, whatever that is, K5VL. Good night.
WB5Q from KG5MXA, if you're still out there.
Yes, go ahead.
I, too, am going to be traveling to New Mexico in the next couple weeks, just wondering whereabouts you would be.
Do you know where Eagle Nest is?
I do not. I'm going to be between Santa Fe and Albuquerque.
Okay, Eagle Nest is up, you go to Santa Fe, you go north to, I can't think of the name of the town, give me a second, I'll think of it, but you go north and then you curve back down to Red River, or you can go over to Taos and go through the Taos Canyon, and then you get into the Moreno Valley, and then there is Angel Fire, Eagle Nest, and on the far northern side is Red River. Is any of that sound familiar?
Okay, well, I mean, I've heard of Taos. I've never been out there. Like I said, about the furthest north up, well, I'll take that back, Santa Fe. We're going about an hour north of Santa Fe up to Ojo Caliente, so that's about as far north as I'm going.
Okay, yeah, sure. You go to Ojo Caliente, and then you keep on going another 50, 60 miles, and then you'll come into the area around Red River and Cuesta and all that, and then that will take you south into the valley. That's kind of the northern route to get into where we are, but if you go to Taos, then you're only about 35 miles, 40 miles away from where I am in Eagle Nest. And Eagle Nest is a little tiny village, and it sits on a big, huge mountain lake, and it's about 8,400 feet up, and we're about 8 miles from the ski slopes at Angel Fire, which we can actually see, and then we're about 11 miles or so to the north of us is Red River, which is another ski area.
Okay, well, I thought if I was going to be in repeater range or something, I might say hi, but it sounds like you're going to be pretty far away.
Well, now, you know that New Mexico has the Megalink, right?
Is that a DMR thing, or is that something else?
No, it's Megalink. It's a whole series of repeaters that are stretched through New Mexico and Colorado, and they're usually on the peaks of mountains. And so you can literally be in Deming and talk over to where I am, or you can be down in Alamogordo and talk to me, or talk to somebody in Albuquerque or Silver City, anything like that. It covers the whole state, and it also covers up into Colorado, and they have Megalink on 440, which is where we are. That's what it's on, is on 440. You just look up Eagle Nest and you can find it. And then there is another one for 2 meters as well. But Megalink, look it up and use it. You'll be delighted how well it works.
Okay, well, thank you for the tip. Yeah, I was getting ready to do the programming up. I'm not going to be leaving until probably week after next at least. But, yeah, I was getting ready to program up the mobile unit. And so, yeah, I was going to look up all the New Mexico repeaters on the way. But I'll definitely check that out. And, you know, I'll throw out a call. And if I can say hi, I will. And otherwise, wish you safe and happy travels.
Well, thank you so much. I do appreciate it. Yeah, just get on, if you'll get on 440 locally, if I'm on the air, I'll be able to hear you, But you could always send me a note and tell me, you know, that you're going to be on the 440 link, and I will get on my 440 link, and we can at least say hi to each other. So if you've got my email, or if you don't have my email, I'll give it to you, and then you can give it a shot.
Okay, I was just grabbing a piece of paper there, ready to copy.
Okay, my email is wb5q2k@gmail.com. wb5q2k@gmail.com, and that'll get to me.
All righty, well, I will try to drop you a line when I head that direction and hopefully be able to catch up with you.
Okay, I also have text, so if you want to text me, the phone number is 405-417-4146, and you can text me or you can call me even, whichever you feel like.
All right, well, that sounds good, and like I said, hope to catch you on the air when we're out there, KG5MXA.
I will tell you this, if you've never been to Taos, you owe it to yourself to go to Taos, and then if you've never been to Angel Fire and Eagle Nest, you owe it to yourself to take the trip and come over and go through the valley at least for one day. It's gorgeous, and it's very, very nice. There's lots of good places to eat, lots of neat things to see. So take care, and hopefully we'll talk to you.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't need any convincing to want to go more places in New Mexico. I always have a blast. I have a friend that lives in Albuquerque, and we're going to be going through Santa Fe and Ojo for a couple of days. So we're just going to hang around and bum around and just have a good time. But, yeah, hopefully one of these days I can get over that direction, and thank you for the tip.
Yeah, you're welcome. No problem. And I look forward to getting a phone call or a text, and maybe we can hit up. And then also, sometimes if you ever get the chance on your travels, try to go over to Cimarron and come through Philmont, the big Boy Scout ranch. It's the biggest one in the world. And you could actually do a tour of Villa Philmonte, which is Frank Phillips' home, Frank Phillips out of Tulsa. And Frank gave the Boy Scouts millions and millions of acres of land. So it's a huge, huge scout ranch over there by Cimarron. It's really pretty, but might be fun to see sometime if you ever get that far. But take care and talk to you later.
All right, that does sound interesting. I have got to see a few of Mr. Phillips' properties up around the Tulsa area. So, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. But, yeah, I'm going to hop on off here and get ready for bed. But, yeah, I'll try to see if I can find that Megalink repeater and hopefully talk with you down the road. KG5MXA, clear on your final.
Yeah, I just did a search. I just put New Mexico Megalink in there, and it'll pull it up. And it'll tell you, you know, the Megalink to use when you're in a certain area. Like Albuquerque's got a ton of them. So, and so does Santa Fe. And there's probably maybe even one near Ojo Caliente. You never know. But take care.
Try one more time, sir. You had a lot of noise with you. KG5QZ.
Good evening. W5IFN.
Harold for late shift. You're on early. Somebody tried in. Did you hear them or get the call?
No. I'm on a handy talkie. I was listening around on DMR, and I popped down on this one here.
All right. Well, somebody tried to get in, but they had a bunch of noise. We're at you listening on DMR. Anything interesting?
No, not really. I just guys listening around, and I was listening on statewide DMR. And it's gotten pretty quiet now. So anyway, we're settling in for the evening and watching a Vietnam movie here on TV, something or other going on.
Well, I won't keep you. Did you serve? And all of that?
22 years in the Navy, and I did 8 months in Vietnam with Tacron 22.
There's that other call was in there right when you started talking, so I was going to try to leave a break there. Anyway, yeah, that's right. You told me about the Navy thing. I wasn't sure if you got active combat duty or not. Depends on what people are doing. But anyway, could not have been as much fun as working for Miami-Dade County offshore stuff.
Actually, I preferred the Navy over the working down there at Miami. Oh, it was interesting for a couple of years, but a short term. The cost of living was just way too much down there. And, you know, by the time you paid for everything, goodness gracious alive, he just didn't have anything left over.
I was talking to a manufacturer the other day, and this younger guy, I'd say kid, but I'm a kid to most people anyway, younger guy, younger than me. Anyway, he told me his house was like $920,000. And if you think about what you could buy around the L.A. area for that, it's a shoebox.
Oh, yeah. Well, I turned the volume of this one back up. I guess there's no reason to run the battery on the other one.
Don't let me keep you from something. I'm here a little bit, but anyway, I just heard somebody coming in. But, yeah, absolutely. Man, I could only imagine trying to make ends meet, trying to live in a place like that, like you said. He said, man, you think you're making good money, and then you see the bills.
Well, for a law enforcement job, that one was pretty high paying. If you do get a nation average, especially, well, it paid twice as what Oklahoma pays for law enforcement. But, of course, again, the cost of living is much cheaper here. But this house that I live in, which is on the average of about $150,000, would go for $500,000 with the same amount of land down there in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area.
Yes, sir. And compared to... Oh, that was the other repeater going off. Yep, and compared to L.A., it's... That would be, Miami seems cheap because it'd be half the price. And if you went to places in certain places in New York, it'd be the same kind of a thing. And, unfortunately, those places, you don't want to see what their property tax bill is.
Property taxes way high down there, yeah. But, I did not own a property down there. I rented, and, a small little, two-bedroom apartment, and I mean small, with just a kitchenette into it, even back there in the day, was $800 a month.
Probably a few grand a month now, for sure. And, yep, I got a friend that, in not quite that metro area, farther north, but anyway, it's still developed enough that you get anywhere by the ocean, man. It is crazy expensive, and you can live 20 miles away, and unfortunately, it's about a 45-minute to an hour-and-a-half drive, depending on traffic.
Well, that's true. It really is. Of course, on your duty day, it's kind of run like the Navy was. You had 2 days out of the week where you were not allowed to go home. You had duty. And, you know, you're only required to officially be on the water for eight, you know, you broke for dinner, you broke for chow, and of course they fed right there at where I was stationed, nice beautiful place right on the water, marina, and of course we had bunking and showers and you know, galleys and everything, and basically kind of like a fireman, you were on call. And, you know, if something happened on the water, a boat got into trouble or something was sinking or They had a disturbance that called for law enforcement, and a lot of places down there it was quicker to get to by water than it was to get to it by a cruiser on land, strictly because of all the canals that you had to go around or go over. And, you know, so those residents that lived out on the fingers, as we called it, were on the back of a canal and had, you know, had a dock and a big yacht tied up behind their house. It was less than, you know, a 10-minute response time by water compared to 20, 25-minute response time by land sometimes.
As is the life around water. But, yeah, those docks with those yachts, I know what you speak, and on fingers, and that's a good way to describe them. In my infinite wisdom and wanted to go see the world and had never got to go travel like I wanted to, between high school and college, me and a friends, a couple of them, we went and rode motorcycles. We took them to the very tip of Florida, a little town called Jasper in the Panhandle, and we rode from there to Key West and back. And once we had made it, we went as fast as we could to the East Coast and then went down, and then on the way back we come up after Miami and stuff, we went to the West Coast and come back up around the Gulf side just to see the whole state. I'd always wanted to go to Disneyland, so we did that one day. Of course, being, you know, 18, 19 years old, I never got to go to Disneyland, so we went and paid for it out of pocket. But I got to go see Disneyland. But anyway, on that being said, on the East Coast, trying to go down there, yeah, we tried to stay on A1A, and then, of course, you know, you got 1A, and anyway, it was one of those things that, or maybe it's A1. Anyway, we tried to stay as close as we could to the water as we're driving, and oftentimes, you'd cross one of those things, and you'd go down there about, you know, sometimes 15 miles, 10 miles, and then all of a sudden you realize you're in some neighborhood, beautiful, but it's a dead end. There ain't no way to get back on the mainland, no nothing. And you got to go back and cross some bridge or whatever and hope it's down and not up for a boat. And so, yeah. But we just didn't want to stay on the main, you know, thoroughfare, if you will, the main interstate or whatever. That was no fun. If you had to get somewhere quick, the turnpike was great. But otherwise, you know, like I said, we're just trying to make little two lanes and take our time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, listen, commercials are over with. I hate to be a party pooper, but this movie's starting to get interesting here. The guys are planning their escape, and we're going to see if they make it or not. So, anyway, good talking to you, and you have a good evening. And until next time, as Denny says, W5IFN.
All right, W5IFN, KG5QZ. You know they make it out, otherwise there would not be a movie about it. But that's that. 73, sir.